Ron and Michelle Loveland came to Des Moines Friday night from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for a forum sponsored by the Christian conservative group, The Family Leader. They are keen on Ben Carson.
Well, we saw the movie Gifted Hands several years ago. It's a fantastic movie. And then, of course, the prayer breakfast in 2013. Speaking from the heart about what needs to be done to get back to being the godly nation that we were founded as.
For the Lovelands, it's a plus that Carson has never held public office.
Amen to that. We don't need any more career politicians or any more experience.
Many of the candidates, including Carson, have the right bona fides on social issues for Christian conservatives who also like a tough foreign policy stance. But for the Lovelands and others, Carson has other things going for him. That includes his race. He shared some advice from his mother, and the crowd loved it.
If you walk into an auditorium full of racist, bigoted people, she said, you don't have a problem. They have a problem. Because she said, because they're all going to cringe and wonder if you're going to sit next to them, whereas you can go sit anywhere you want.
The Lovelands say Carson can appeal to black voters, but some religious leaders are mystified by the popularity of the non-politicians this year. Jamie Johnson is the former pastor of Christ Church in Story City and a Rick Perry backer until he dropped out.
I have simply thrown my hands up in the air and shrugged my shoulders regarding knowing why so many evangelicals, especially in Iowa, are so hungry for someone who's never been elected dog catcher.
Also mystifying, Johnson says Carson has not responded to numerous requests of evangelical leaders to meet with him, while Florida Senator Marco Rubio has begun courting pastors. Religious leaders say Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and evangelical darlings from past campaigns, Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum, are all attracting support. Here's Mike Huckabee on same-sex marriage.
Ignore the court. Defy the court. Because it is the constitutional, not right, the constitutional responsibility of the president to not allow that judicial branch to overreach.
Melinda Wadsley is a homeschool mom from Ames who likes listening to conservative talk on television and radio. She likes Ted Cruz's voting record.
And so I feel like Ted Cruz is a real conservative. He's really about change and is going to do something different.
But Carson backers point out that Cruz, like President Obama, has not served all that long in the U.S. Senate. If the Family Leader Board of Directors cannot decide among the candidates, then it will fall to President Bob Vanderplaats to endorse, and that's expected to be Ted Cruz. Cruz got some of the biggest applause of the night with this critique of the president.
When Barack Obama in San Francisco talks about the American people, back in 2008, is bitter and angry and clinging to our God and our guns. Well, we're not bitter. We are getting pretty angry. And you know what? He can't have either our God or our guns.
Meanwhile, many evangelical pastors are urging their congregations to attend the caucus as a moral duty. Jamie Johnson routinely polled his small congregation about whether they voted or not.
So 100% of all our adults were registered and turned out to vote, not only in 2008, but also in 2010, 2012, and 2014.
That helps explain why candidates are trying hard to attract that Christian vote. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.